This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex P. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys. Presented by Boston Imp Inc. Saturday, April the 13th. Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, ready to break down the Saturday NHL card. It is a big card. It's the final Saturday of the regular season, and there are big games and playoff implications galore, seeding implications, divisional battles, home ice advantage battles in the first round, with Winnipeg, Colorado is the game I'm thinking of with that. I mean, it's just a terrific day of hockey, and it begins with a great game coming up in just about 20 minutes from now. Well, just briefly, a couple words on last night. Credit to the Carolina Hurricanes, 5-2, I should say, road win against St. Louis. The over cashes in that game. St. Louis gets eliminated from playoff contention by virtue of not only that loss, but the Vegas victory against Minnesota, 7-2 over the Minnesota Wild. So better beware if you're going to back the Wild the rest of the season. They kind of look like they've gone to vacation already from the looks of things. So be careful with that team. Vegas, I figured, look, I know they've been struggling, but this is the right spot to back them. I had the first period puck line and in regulation, Vegas. So good to sweep those bets. Had the over in the Blues and Hurricanes. Push with the best bet, although I won it personally because I got in at over 5.5 in the morning, but there were no 5.5s at the time of the show, so we had to give out over 6 for Nashville and Chicago. So it's a push with the best bet, but a 5-1 win for Nashville. And isn't it nice to have people that are connected to the game through this show? Because Eric De La Rose, who did a great job on this show as a guest from Sweden, guess who one of his close friends is? Philip Forsberg. And actually, he texted Philip Forsberg after they were chatting after the game, and he told me Philip Forsberg wants 50 goals, and now he's 4 away from that, and he could become the second Swedish player in NHL history to have a 50-goal season. So it's something that matters to him. Now, he doesn't have much time left. I think there's only a couple games left for Nashville, but he only needs 4 goals now. He's got 46 after that hat trick last night against Chicago. So there's another little player milestone thing you want to keep in the back of your mind there as far as player props are concerned. So shout out to Eric De La Rose for passing that little nugget along after the big win for Nashville last night. And then Arizona, credit to them. Everything floating around this team and the relocation, which is now a done deal. The GM, Bill Armstrong, flew to Edmonton to talk to the team before the game and tell them that it is for sure going to happen. The wheels are in motion. Relocation to Salt Lake City, Utah is a reality. They wanted to keep it a secret from the players until after the season, but the media and the leaks prevented that from happening. So they basically had to be upfront with the players. They were demanding answers. And so it is official. The relocation of Arizona to Salt Lake City after the season is on. You wouldn't know it with the way the team's been playing on this road trip. What a job to beat Vancouver and Edmonton. Two very good teams, back-to-back overtime wins. That's professionalism personified right there. All this shit floating around your head about the relocation. Where's our family going to go? We got to get a new house, all this stuff. What's my future going to look like? And yet that team went out there against teams that are playing for division titles, essentially, the Canucks and the Oilers, and beat them both in back-to-back. So shout out to the Coyotes. Heck of a job by them. Alex, your thoughts on the Friday slate?
Well, yeah, obviously that's the biggest storyline of the Coyotes officially going to be moving to Utah. Obviously all the other logistics will be you know, done over time, what the name change and the color changes will be. Apparently, the AHL affiliate from Tucson is going to be moving to Mullet Arena as well. So there's a lot of other moving parts here, but you know, make it official. And we'll talk about that more when we have more time during the week and stuff, the different things you know, that'll matriculate from that. But like I said, you know, impressive for them to you know, win these last two games. And, you know, it's kind of maybe just a spot scenario where, like I said, they've got other things to worry about, sure. But once they hit the ice, they're not focused on any of that. And they're playing relaxed and loose, where you're playing against teams that are, you know, maybe a little bit tighter because they're in that division, you know, battle between one another. So you see these moments sometimes. That's why we always caution people about laying the prices on big favorites, especially this time of year, because you can have a live dog. Like I said, we always say must win doesn't mean will win. So just because those two teams needed those points to get that Pacific Division title, it doesn't mean that they're always going to, you know, stand and deliver in that same aspect. So, you know, that's why, even for me, I'll say it now, this is a lighter card for me for a bigger Saturday, especially being the last big Saturday, because there's a lot of spots that I would like maybe say in, you know, February or January, not really kind of coming to fruition so much in the, you know, last weekend in April. So just got to be, you know, gotta be cautious with these last few days.
You sure do. There's no question about that. So let's get right into Saturday, because this is a huge card, and we do have a game that's starting in about 20 minutes from now. It's the first of a triple header of ABC Hockey Saturday. Islanders, Rangers, Seattle, Dallas, 2 in the afternoon, and then you've got Boston and Pittsburgh, which is also an ABC game in primetime later tonight. So big day of hockey nationally on ABC, and it begins with, well, we saw the last meeting between these two teams earlier this week, and it ended with some serious animosity and bitter feelings and nastiness. Will that spill over to the hallowed walls of Madison Square Garden this afternoon as the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders, for the second time in less than a week, will contest the Battle of New York with big stakes now for both teams? And I'll explain that in a moment. The New York Rangers, minus 160, home favorites, 5.5 the total. This is now important for the New York Rangers. Look, this is the Islanders. This is a team that beat you earlier this week. It should already be important. But from a where we are in the standings perspective, this game is now extremely important for the New York Rangers. After Carolina won last night, their lead in the Metropolitan Division is now down to just 1 point over the Carolina Hurricanes. So this is now, hey, after now a loss to the Islanders, a very, very disappointing showing against the Philadelphia Flyers Thursday night after that, 4-1 loss. This is a game where the Rangers, in theory, should step up, especially now with Carolina right on their heels in the divisional race going into this matchup. So I would expect the Rangers to come out there storming today, playing a great game, a much better game. Will it be enough to win is the question, but I don't want to step in front of the Rangers off two losses, and Carolina now breathing down their neck. I definitely think you're going to get a step-up performance from them. On the flip side, I'm not crazy about laying in a big price like this against the Islanders right now, who are finding ways to win, who have put together consecutive wins and consecutive games with points to put themselves in a very good spot as far as the playoffs are concerned as of right now. I mean, they're third in the Metro, 3 points clear of Pittsburgh, 4 clear of the herd that is Detroit, Washington, and Philadelphia. So they're in a good spot. And the onus for the Islanders today has to be, let's just try to grind out at least one more point, if not two, in this game. That's the that's got to be the mindset. I think that's what kind of what we saw against Montreal, Alex, the other night with the Islanders. It's that, hey, this game's tied in the third. We're not dicking around and fucking around and no fiddly fooling around going on. Let's get this thing to overtime. Let's get 1 point in the bank, and then we'll take our chances trying to win it in either overtime or a shootout. I really like the draw here with the Islanders and the Rangers to get this day started. A pretty solid price, plus 360 at FanDuel with the draw to get this game going or to get the day started. This should be a great hockey game. And I'm also on, look, I think we've said this a lot. I had a best bet winner on the show earlier this week with the Rangers Islanders over 5.5. I mentioned Tuesday when we talked about that game that the over has been, I think, 5 straight now head to head between the Rangers and the Islanders. And with the Rangers torrid overrun, and I know finally the game stayed under for the New York Rangers the other night against the Philadelphia Flyers, but the Rangers were emotionally disconnected in that game from the start. You could tell that was a flat, kind of like listless, were there in body, not in spirit type of performance from the Rangers. And I think that kind of impacted that game staying under against the Flyers, because you would think against that Philly defense and goaltending the way they had been playing, they were going to score more than one, but they were just out of it. It was just a flat game from the Rangers. That's not going to be the case today. Five straight overs in the head-to-head series. The Rangers are still 13-2 to the over in their last 15 games coming into this matchup. 7-1 to the over in their last 8 games at Madison Square Garden at home. So you're gonna put a 5.5 out there. There's no way I'm passing up taking the over here in this game. So draw plus 360, over 5.5, minus 115. Alex, Battle of New York to get us started the right way on this big Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you pretty much covered all of it. I mean, this is the classic draw season spot. Two teams, bitter rivals, but in different races, both needing points. If this game's tied 2-2 or 3-3 with about 10, 12 minutes left in the third period, we may see this thing just kind of come to a snail's pace, and they just both, you know, settle on the point, figure out who gets the second one in overtime or a shootout. So love the draw here, as well as both the first period over 1.5. I got that minus $1.15. Well, that over 5.5, minus 120. Got to ride that over streak of the Rangers. But I like the first period a little bit more. I think, like I said, the animosity carries over. It'll be early. We'll see some power plays in that first period, maybe some penalties going back and forth. And then things can settle down for a little bit. Doesn't mean the scoring's going to drop off, but things will probably settle in the second. And then if we see this game tied, so hopefully we get 3-3 after 40 minutes of play. And then we can see this thing just be at a snail's pace for the third goal pass regulation.
No doubt. And I do have a few props. Mr. Palmieri for the Islanders. How do we not? He's been great down the stretch for the Islanders. His offense has been a big part of why the Islanders have put this little stretch together that has put them in the catbird seat as far as the playoffs are concerned in the Eastern Conference. And for the New York Rangers, we have a milestone situation for the bread man, Artemi Panarin, going into this game. He is, I believe, 3 goals away from 50. He's at 47 goals for the season. He's been scoring a lot more lately. I believe he's got like 9 goals in his last 11 games for the New York Rangers. So I'm going to grab not only him to score a goal, it's around plus 155 at FanDuel. I'm taking over 1.5 goals, plus 10-1, Artemi Panarin to score 2 goals. He's 3 away from 50. You've got to have these kind of thoughts in your mind when it comes to betting player props at this time of year. The guys that need the milestones or looking to get the milestone numbers and have the milestone season. And look, 50 is that number where every player, when they're this close to 50 goals with only a couple of games left in the season, they'll go that extra mile to get the 50-goal plateau. I'm sure the teammates are aware of it. They'll try to get Panarin the puck. Now, Panarin likes to pass the puck and playmake every bit as much, if not more, than score. But in this situation here, 3 goals away from 50, you know, I would expect him to be shooting the puck more. Maybe Panarin over shots on goal, you know, could be a consideration as well for this game. But you would think with him now sitting on 47 goals, you know, time's running out. This is 2 games left for the New York Rangers after today, that now that he's got 47, 3 away from 50, he's going to be looking to shoot the puck and score maybe more than playmake, which is usually the reverse with him. So I like that. I like the looks there. The goal prop, the 10-1 to score 2 goals for the bread man here in this game with the Islanders and the Rangers. All right, next up, it's the second ABC game taking place this afternoon. Seattle Kraken, Dallas Stars, Dallas minus 240 home favorites in this game, and we have a total of 6 pretty much across the board. Dallas, wow, I'm talking about impressive by the Jets, and we'll get to them in just a bit, but going into Dallas and shutting out the Dallas Stars on Thursday, a very impressive job. And again, we talked about on Thursday, Laurent Brossoit, don't you worry about him. He's capable, and he sure showed it that against Dallas, leading the Jets to a shutout win. It was just not a great game from Dallas. I know Daryl Ray on the Stars broadcast said multiple times it just didn't look like they kind of like looked like the Rangers did Thursday night against the Flyers. Just looked out of sync, out of sorts, a little flat. I would not expect that to be the case again today. I think if you're Dallas, look, you want to put the division to bed. You know you're probably going to win the Central Division. It's just a question of when, not if. Why not get it done today against a Seattle team that, well, lately they can beat some bad teams, but they're not beating any of the good teams lately, the Seattle Kraken down the stretch. And, you know, maybe trying to prolong Dallas's mission to capture the Central Division is an incentive here for Seattle. But you're finishing the season with three road games, actually four. You play Dallas today, then you go to St. Louis on a back-to-back tomorrow, Winnipeg on Tuesday, and Minnesota on Thursday. You have four road games to finish the season if you're Seattle. That was a spot where you're supposed to win that. Now, I know they got goalie. Devin Cooley was amazing. 50 shots he faced, and Seattle, they did fire a lot of rubber at him. So I guess you can't say it was a brutal game. It was a no-show, but how demoralizing could that be? I mean, that's your final home game. Climate Pledge Arena is probably an onus with it being such a disappointing season for Seattle. Let's at least give the home fans a victory on the way out the door for the final time this season. They couldn't even do that, you know, against the lowly San Jose Sharks. And I get it. They got goalied. They did. They probably deserved a better fate. But how are you going to respond from something like that? Final home game, San Jose, lowly San Jose beat you. Now I'm going to trust you to play spoiler this afternoon against Dallas. I can't trust them. I can't trust them to play spoiler. I like Dallas, a rare Dallas in regulation bet for me, minus 135 here for me with Dallas in reg. And normally I don't love laying those prices on the reg bet, but I think they get this done in 60 minutes today, Dallas. Put this to bed, win the division. I'll have a little piece of that, little piece of the over 3.5 with the Dallas team total as well. Alex, cracking stars.
Yeah, it's going early looks here. I like Dallas on the puck line in the first period. Plus 135 is the price I got. Anything 130, 135 is good. And first period over 1.5 minus $1.20. I think Stars should get off to a hot roll. Now, the thing is, like I said, Seattle, can they trade back and forth? I don't really know where the motivation would be for them. So that full game over 6 a little tricky for me. Maybe if we get the first period over, I might come back with a live under a little bit later, maybe in that period or somewhere in the second period. So just looking at Stars, first period puck line and first period over.
As far as props, Ben and Johnston, I go back to the two that have been very kind to me for Dallas really all season, but especially Wyatt. But Ben lately, who's been very good, of course, the captain. So we'll go with some of those props. You know, I was looking at Shane Wright again, but Shane Wright's been sent down to the American Hockey League. So no more Shane Wright fun for us.
Keep an eye on him, though, with Coachella Valley as they make their run in the Calder Cup playoffs. That's a team, like you said, that might be destined to get right back to that final deal.
Yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on. By the way, I should have mentioned about the Islander-Ranger game, who the goaltenders are. It's the Battle of Russians, as we kind of expected it to be. Actually, not so much, because we kind of thought it was Varlamov's better play lately. We might see him today, but no, it's going to be Ilya Sorokin for the Islanders, and of course, Igor Shesterkin for the New York Rangers, the goaltending matchup. Gosh, I can't wait for that game. It's coming up in just a few moments. All right, next up, we've got Winnipeg. Speaking of games I can't wait for, Winnipeg Jets, Colorado Avalanche. Two teams tied for second in the Central, and that all-important home ice advantage in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Huge divisional battle in Denver. What a day for hockey in Denver. You've got Colorado in this huge game against Winnipeg. You got the Denver Pioneers in the Frozen Four National Championship basically a couple hours later. So it is just a big day in the Mile High State there for hockey. Colorado minus 150, home favorites at Ball Arena. The total, I listed it as 6 shaded to the over on the graphic, as you'll see right here. But there are 6.5s out there. There's some 6s, some 6.5s. If you like over, find a 6. If you like under, find a 6.5. It's really that simple. You know what's been really simple lately for Colorado? First period overs. They're on a torrid run again with the first period over entering this game. I think the run's up to a 9-2 in their last 11 games to the first period over. It flew over in the first period against Minnesota the other night. We've seen this repeatedly lately with the Avs. And I like that. That's definitely my favorite look in this game. Over 1.5 first period. Ride that wave. Winnipeg-Colorado games historically here in Denver have been high scoring as well. I think the minimum total goals we've seen in games between the Jets and the Avs going back a few years has been 6 goals. So I do have a small piece of the over as well and a small piece of the draw in this game. I think the side's tough. And in fact, if you told me money line, I'm staying off the money line because I'm petrified to fade a guy like Nathan MacKinnon in this spot, who it looks like he's possessed right now, and he's playing like it for the Colorado Avalanche. I would expect him to have a huge game. You know, the Hart Trophy, of course, he's trying to nail that down, and I think it should be his when it's all said and done. But if you ask me which team is in a little bit better form right now, it might actually be Winnipeg. I've been really impressed with this little streak the Jets have put together, and they have kind of shut up everybody that kind of was worried about them and panicking about that little swoon they were in. This has been a nice run. They went to Nashville. They beat the Predators. They go to Dallas and they shut out the Stars. Like, those are two extremely high quality wins on the road against very good teams for this Winnipeg squad. So I give them a ton of credit. What will we get from Connor Hellebuck is the question, because he's been up and down lately. He was pretty solid in his last start. We saw him against Nashville, but remember, the shutout against Dallas was a Brossois work of art. It was not Connor Hellebuck that night. So, I think this is going to be, with Winnipeg coming into this game in great form, I put it this way, the plus 130 is kind of appealing. But then again, I look on the other side and I see what a guy like Nathan MacKinnon has done lately, including in the Minnesota game. And I granted Winnipeg's better than Minnesota, but I don't know if I want to step in front of that in a game of this magnitude. So instead, I lean Winnipeg, but I'm going to just sprinkle on the draw and a piece of the over bifecta, although I do like the first period over part of that bifecta more. What do you think here, Alex? Jets, Avs?
Yeah, I'm probably going to try and grab a little bit of that first period over in game at a better price. $1.30, $1.35 is fine, but I think we'll see a more timid pace very early to start this game, where we'll be able to maybe get $1.10 or even plus money with that over 1.5. But I also like the draw here as well. This is one where, you know, obviously both teams would rather get the 2 points in regulation, but if it is close, no team's going to risk, blowing that late. So this would definitely be one that would slow down and kind of crawl into OT. So at plus, I'm seeing 370 at FanDuel, I have to have a little bit of the draw as well.
As far as props, Drew Ant for Colorado, because he's been good. Gabe Vilardi for Winnipeg, but the main prop for me, and Bailey likes over 1.5 points, or I don't know if he likes it, but he's stating in the chat that it's over 1.5 points, minus 150. I'm going one step further. I'm taking over 2.5 points for Nathan MacKinnon today. I'm looking for him to get a 3-point night. Hell, he got a hat trick last game. Now, I know it's not going to be easy. It can be a stingy team at times, the Jets, but plus 300, you know, I'm seeing that out there for him to get 3 points. And again, he is all about making a statement, I think, not only to get his team, you know, the second place locked up, but statement to lock up the Hart Trophy as well. He's playing like someone that really wants that thing. And he is, has been outstanding. That was actually one of the best games. I'm going to say it right now. That Minnesota performance the other night was one of the best games I've ever seen Nathan MacKinnon play. It honestly was. Like, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon scoring a couple of those goals against the Minnesota Wild that night. I mean, it was just an outstanding tour de force of what that guy is capable of. And he looks like he won't be stopped anytime soon. So keep that in mind. But very much fun to watch right now, Nathan MacKinnon for the Colorado Avalanche. Again, we expect Hellebuck and Georgiev to be the netminders here. And it looks like, keep an eye on the status of Rantanen. It looks like he is coming back for this game. So that is huge for the Colorado Avalanche. Mikko Rantanen looking like he will return from his concussion. And obviously that is a huge boost for Colorado going into this big-time divisional matchup against the Winnipeg Jets with home ice on the line. All right, New Jersey and Philadelphia. We're still in the afternoon slate, by the way. These are still all afternoon games here, this first grouping of games here on the Saturday slate. We've got Philadelphia minus 125 home favorites. The total in this game is currently pretty much 6.5 across the board in this one. The Devils, how about that? A win in Toronto. They lost to Toronto at home, and then they bounced back and they beat Toronto in Toronto the other night. But I'll tell you what, that was an atrocious abomination of a performance defensively by the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Samsonov had a really off night. He was not good. So I don't want to poo-poo the Devil performance, but that was a lot of bad Toronto. I'm not so much sure how much of it was good New Jersey in that game. That game was just a clusterfuck. It was up and down, no defense being played. I think to me that was more of a bad job by Toronto in that game. Look, Philadelphia, I'll give them some credit. We thought, you know, they're about to bow out of this playoff race, and they respond with a win against the mighty Rangers, 4-1. At Madison Square Garden the other night. And that was, for me, extremely impressive. So, you know, we'll see how this one plays out here now. But you got to think there's a little bit of, you know, wind back in the sails of Philadelphia again that, hey, we're not totally out of this thing yet. I know we've got one fewer, and they have one fewer game left than everybody else they're battling with. They only have two games left, including this one. Everybody else has three. So from that standpoint, you know, if you're Philadelphia, you've basically got to come into this game thinking, we have one fewer game than everybody else. We've got to get the job done here. I'm going to do a small flyer and team total over sprinkle on them because I don't trust the Devils defensively right now. They've been awful for these last few games. And I'm also going to get in on an over bifecta here. I'm not sold that what Flyers finally had an under the last game against the Rangers. Are they finally going to shut it down again? A second straight game? Can we trust Airson, you know, to be as well as good for a second straight game, assuming it's him and Allen, as I would expect it to be in net for this game? I'm not ready to trust it. That was a lot of really flat New York Ranger hockey that led to that victory the other night. Philly was good, much better than they were in those brutal games against Montreal and Columbus, no question. But that was a lot of New York was just emotionally out of it the other night, and they were never locked in and connected in that game. So I'm going to have to see Harrison and that Flyer defense shut the door again one more time before I'm convinced. So I do like over bifecta, and I am, which I like more than the Flyers bets, by the way. I'm a little more on the over bifecta because I think New Jersey can contribute, but I am going to take a small shot here. Philly with the money line and team total split. I think now that's a little bit of a, gosh, that's a real pick me up, that win, beating the Rangers, because it looked like this team was just totally out of gas, running on fumes, just a crisis of confidence, totally shattered mentally from a confidence standpoint. And then to come back and beat the Rangers like that, that's got to put a pep in their step going into this game that, hey, let's give it our best. We're not totally out of this thing just yet. So that's why I'm going to take the Flyers here, split it with the money line and team total, but like the over bifecta even more. What do you think here, Alex? Devils, Flyers.
Yeah, I would sprinkle a little small on Philly team total because over 3.5 at a plus pricing, plus 115 around that. That's decent enough. And if it does end up being a track meet and they lose, well, at least they get four goals. We cash our bets. So that's the only thing I'm looking at here. I can't trust the Flyers in the spot. Can't trust the Devils at all. So it would normally be a pass. But like I said, Philly's got something to play for, so they should be able to get some goals here.
Yeah, basically my thought process is when the Devils were knocked out of the playoffs and they officially shut down Jack Hughes for the rest of the season, I said I'm fading them every game the rest of the way, and so I'm going to stick to it. Now the Flyers are, and I agree, the Flyers aren't fully trustworthy, but I'm sticking to it. I said I'm fading the Devils every game down the stretch. The only reason I think they beat Toronto is because Toronto beat themselves. And Mark Giordano throws a nice, beautiful pass right to the New Jersey player for one of the goals. I mean, you couldn't have scripted a worse turnover than that. I mean, my goodness, if you're Giordano, that was just, and you don't have to tell him, he's a veteran, he knows what's up, he's been around the block, but that was about as bad a turnover. If you watch that Devils Leafs game the other night, the turnover Giordano committed in the first period, that's as bad as you'll see. He basically, right behind his own net, throws it right up the middle, right to the Devil player. I think it was Nolan Foote, and no chance at all. So that was a really horrendous defensive effort from the Leafs that night. I don't want to go give the Devils too much praise for winning that game. All right, Buffalo, Florida. Next up here, we've got the Panthers, minus 220, home favorites. The total in this game, 5.5 across the board. Buffalo got their big win in their home finale. We warned you on Thursday about that game with Washington that, you know, I know Washington's desperate. They need the points. They need the win. Watch Buffalo give them a tough game. Final home game. I know it's been a disappointing another year with no playoffs for Buffalo. But the Sabres, you know, wanted to send the home fans happy. You know, they send them home happy, and they did. A very solid 4-2 win against Washington. It got a little cantankerous, a little nasty at the end. How about Max Pacioretty versus Tage Thompson at the end of that game? We didn't have that scrap on our bingo card going into that Sabres and Capitals game. So interesting to see how this one plays out, Sabres and Panthers. This is another team that's streaking first period overwise, and that's the Florida Panthers. Unfortunately, it came to an end the other night against Columbus. It snapped, I believe, a 5 or 6 game streak to the first period over, but I believe it's still 5-1 or 6-1 for Florida in the first period over. I like that a little bit more so than the full game over, although the full game over is only 5.5, but I definitely feel the first period over is the better look in this game. Other than that, not a whole lot. I mean, I'm not getting involved from a side perspective with Florida at minus 220 at this kind of a price range. Buffalo, meanwhile, plus 180. But Buffalo, you know, the rest of their games are on the road, you know, to finish the season. So how much spirit are we going to get from the Sabres here in these final dwindling road games, you know, with nothing to play for anymore. So, but at the same time, Florida's in a position where it's tough to catch Boston. They're not going to slip down to where Toronto is in the division anymore after Toronto lost the other night. So it's not like Florida's going balls to the wall. And Paul Maurice has kind of hinted at that. It's just Columbus was so bad the other night against Florida. It didn't matter. You know, it's just and so decimated, it didn't matter. But it might matter here because Buffalo still does have some talent. So for that reason, I'm not comfortable taking Florida in any way, shape, or form. What do you think here, Alex? Sabres, Panthers?
This is a complete pass with a big card. And like I said, it's a Florida team that could be up and down. Buffalo team that we can't trust at all, especially that they're out of it. This is one I'm passing completely.
Yeah, nothing wrong. I could totally see the case for calling this an El Paso here on this big Saturday slate. All right, Tampa Bay and Washington. This is now the last of the afternoon slate. This is a 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central start time in D.C. We've got the Lightning minus 140 road favorites. The total in this game currently 6 across the board. Hate to be redundant, but here we go again with another first period over that I like quite a bit. Tampa Bay now 20-5. To the first period over in their last 25 games. Another first period over for them hits against Ottawa in their last game. So I'm going to get to the well with that over 1.5 first period. This is another one where I lean full game over as well, but I like the first period over a lot more because we did see Ottawa-Tampa stay under for the full game, even though the first period went over the other night. Plus, I think another thing that plays well into the first period over here, Washington's got to come out storming, okay? This is now dire straits for them after losing to the Buffalo Sabres the other night. So you've got to come out here strong in this game here. I would expect Vasilevsky in because they did rest him when they played Ottawa and they put Tompkins in, but that's not a sure thing. Tampa Bay has nothing really much at stake down the stretch other than trying to get Kucherov as many points as possible to further his case for the Hart Trophy. So maybe you look at Kucherov over, never mind over 1.5 points, Raymond. I would go with over 2.5 points. I don't want to lay juice with these over 1.5 points. I would rather just take a shot. He can get 3 points and go over 2.5, and you can get, you know, upwards of plus 300 almost on that. So I am on that for Kucherov. I'm on Ovechkin to score a goal. He has been showing up in these big games down the stretch for Washington. So I do like those two props in this game. And other than that, primarily the first period over. I'm also going to grab a little three different side looks here. A little split with Washington here because I just get the feeling here Tampa Bay, with they're kind of just waiting to get these games over with, get into the playoffs. I think Washington could get them here. I don't love their form at all. That's the one thing that scares me right now, taking Washington. But I'm going to do a small first period full game money line split on the Capitals and also a little bit on the draw because I do think this is definitely a game we could see beyond 60 minutes. It is worth noting with the Lightning and the Capitals, we have seen a couple of games in the recent series history go past regulation. Alex, what do you think here? Tampa Bay, Washington.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get everybody probably knows what I'm on this with the first period over 1.5 minus $1.20 of the cheapest price to build. I got it at -129 actually earlier today. So anything 135 or cheaper, it's a go sign for a team that's 20-5 the last 25 that first period overrun. And a little sprinkle in the draw. It's not one of my favorite draw plays, but like I said, definitely one where Washington needs the points badly. Try to hang on and you know, so this is one where you could sprinkle the draw, but it's not one of my favorites.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but first period, clear top play from both of us in this game is the first period over. No question with the Lightning and the Capitals. All right. Next up, as we continue along here on this huge Saturday slate. Now, every game starting with this one is a night game. So I just want to make sure I point that out to everyone. And we start with Montreal and Ottawa, playing for exercise here. Ottawa minus 160 home favorites. 6.5 being the total in this game. And one thing you want to remember for these games, especially these games involving these non-playoff teams, and in this matchup, obviously, we have both teams not making the playoffs, the Habs and the Senators. You do want to be aware of when these teams are playing their final home game, okay? And for the Ottawa Senators, that's tonight, okay? This is their final home game. I don't want to step in front of teams in that spot. That's the one spot where, for even a team out of the playoffs, you want to put a good foot forward. It's fan appreciation night. with all these final home game scenarios of the regular season, there's a little bit more of a, for every team that's out of it, there's a little more of an incentive and, you know, a little more pep in their step for these games where they're trying to send the home fans out with a win to end the season. So just right away, I can tell you, I would only look Ottawa here, but minus 160. I mean, I was hoping for a better price than this. I mean, my goodness, minus 160 is, that's not a price I'm comfortable with taking the Ottawa Senators, especially against a Montreal team that, yes, while they've been losing 2-5 in their last seven games, you know, they've been competitive. You know, they had a tough game with Carolina. Then they played a tough schedule, too. Carolina, Florida, Tampa, Toronto, Rangers, a Flyers team battling for their lives, an Islanders team battling for their lives, and they took them to overtime. I mean, Montreal has been a very tough out repeatedly, and they faced a rigorous, tough schedule, chock full of quality opponents in the last week or two. So, Senators and the situationals tell me I don't want to fade the Sens final home game, but minus 160, no thank you. Hard pass. Maybe I look at an over, and even I don't love that with the total being 6.5. And the fact that, believe it or not, Montreal, if you look at their recent games, they've actually gotten some decent goaltending from both Primo and Montembeau have been solid. It looks like Primo's going to get the turn in net tonight for Marty St. Louis' team, and it'll be Corposalo getting the start here for Ottawa. So I've leaned to the over, and even I don't love that, and I'm staying off the side. Alex, Canadian Senators.
That's another complete pass for me. Like I said, it makes sense looking at home teams in their last home game with these teams that are eliminated. But like I said, this, the price, that's kind of baked into the line, so you might have to be careful kind of looking at that in the next couple of days. You might see a little bit of price inflation because of that angle. So this is a total pass.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, though, the home angle, the final home game angle for the teams out of the playoffs. I'm not saying I'm going to bet on everyone, and clearly I'm not betting on Ottawa here at this price. I can't do it at this price, but I'd be leery of going against it at the same time. As far as props go, yeah, Brady Tkachuk, definitely. Brady Tkachuk will show up for this game. The one thing about Brady Tkachuk is, even with the team out of it, I like his effort level. He's been emotional. Remember what happened when New Jersey put that empty net goal in? He went after him. Like, he's still been emotionally locked in. He still cares, and as he should. He's the captain. So, Batherson's worth a look. He's been really good lately for the Ottawa Senators, and I'm going to keep saying it. Juraj Slafkovský, Alex Newhook, Yoel Armia, take your pick. Any of those guys, the players lately for the Canadians, they've been piling up goals, piling up points. And they are probably still worth a look as far as props go in this game. All right, next up, Detroit Red Wings, and another team in desperate need of points, if not a victory, here tonight against the Leafs. We've got Toronto minus 180 home favorites. The total in this game, 6.5 pretty much across the board in this one. The Red Wings, I'll tell you what, you could look at the glass half full or glass half empty. I'm going to look at it as glass half full with the Red Wings. You could have lost that game in regulation against Pittsburgh on Thursday night because you were down 5-3 in the third period. And I know you ended up losing in overtime 6-5, but the fact you came back to get 1 point in that game against Pittsburgh was a huge point. It really, really was, and it keeps them still very much afloat here in this playoff race. They are tied with Philly and Washington, 85. All three teams one back of Pittsburgh for that second wild card spot. So it's going to be fascinating to see how Detroit responds here. Toronto, meanwhile, you know, they're in one of these weird situations where I think it's out of the question now that they can't catch Florida for second place and for home ice. Tampa's not catching them from behind. So there's nothing positioning or seating wise at stake here for the Leafs down the stretch. So I'm on Detroit here. I'm taking the shot, Alex, with Detroit. I just think for them, you know, at this price, it's worth a shot. You know, this game, it's just so much more vital, these 2 points for them right now than the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I know must win doesn't equal will win. And I know this is the final home game for Toronto, the regular season. But this is different from what we just talked about with Ottawa. For Ottawa, it's their final home game, period. You know, Toronto fans are going to see their team again in the playoffs. You know, so the final home game in the regular season for the playoff teams, I really don't put too much onus on that. I really don't put too much stock on that. I think Detroit's live in this game. They always play the Leafs tough, it seems, especially in Toronto. I'm going to go with another Toronto Detroit plus 150 here full game money line, split it with the team total on the Red Wings over 2.5. Now, Samsonov's back in net tonight, and I know he's not happy about the way, and he shouldn't be. It was one of the worst games he's played probably post-All-Star break. He'll want to bounce back, and maybe he does. But I still think Detroit offensively, that's not been their issue. Lucas Raymond starting to heat up, by the way. I like props. He had a hat trick against Pittsburgh. Like props for him. Larkin, Kane, the same trifecta of players for Detroit. But yeah, Detroit plus 150, little team total over. And this is an over bifecta for me as well, because the Red Wings, the one thing that concerns me about this game is Lyon is starting to regret and hit the shits again. And I think, again, these are stressful games. He's facing a lot of shots. You know, Toronto will want to play better here tonight in this game against Detroit. So I think when you look at this matchup, Toronto will contribute. Lyon is starting to scuffle a little bit the last couple of games. And we'll get to Pittsburgh's goalie too, Nedeljkovic. And I said it on Twitter after that Detroit-Pittsburgh game. These two guys are running on fumes right now. Even Nedeljkovic, that was the worst game he's played in a while. And I'm worried the workload is getting to him a little bit. Same thing with Lyon. So we got a little of everything here. Detroit money line split with Detroit team total plus over bifecta here for me. And the draw. Forgot to mention the draw. I'm also on that here. Classic draw situation. Leafs, you know, if it gets to overtime, they don't care. Detroit does. This game's tied in the third. This is don't screw up the point in regulation and take a risk you shouldn't that could burn you. Get the game to overtime. So there we go. Let me recap. Write this all down because it's a lot. Detroit money line split with Detroit team total. Draw over bifecta. Alex, Detroit, Toronto.
Yeah, I'll sprinkle a little bit on the draw. That's the only thing I really like. It makes sense to back Detroit. Like I said, they have more of the motivation. This is a solid plus price with them. Like I said, the home final home game for teams that are in and will be playing at home again in just a week or so. It's not that big of a motivation. I am torn between two different props involving Auston Matthews. One of those will end up being my bargain bin play. So that's really the biggest thing I'm a little bit, but I do have a sprinkle.
So in this game, I'm not. I was on the hat trick against New Jersey, but he ended up getting two goals, which I was on that as well, over 1.5 goals plus 460 with Auston Matthews against New Jersey. But now he's only two away from 70. So I don't like the hat trick prop as much, but I am definitely back on over 1.5 goals once again for Auston Matthews tonight in this game. Over his 4.5 shots on goal, and do the ladder again. Take a shot with it. You know, over 5.5 shots on goal, 6.5 shots on goal. He's going to be fed the puck a ton by a guy that is just finding him over and over again. And he is like, he's been in on so many of the Matthews goals lately since he's been moved up to the top line with Matthews. And I'm talking about Max Domi, who's been absolutely terrific. They've got great chemistry. I don't know how Sheldon Keefe goes away from Domi and Matthews together on the same line when the playoffs start. That's how good the chemistry has been. With those two players on the same line. So Domi assist, Domi multiple assists, Domi at multiple points. Start thinking like that as well in this game, because if Auston Matthews is going to score a goal or two and get to 70 goals tonight, who's going to be the guy that's responsible for it, for setting him up? More than likely Max Domi, because that's what we've seen of late. So again, player props, you almost have to have a game flow and a game script in your minds when in these situations with the milestone props. So will he get 70? You know, is he? What do you mean Domi's not? Is he not? Let me just see. He isn't. Wow. Is he? No, wait a minute. He's got to be playing tonight. Oh, he is good to go. He's good to go. He's in the lineup. He was at Saturday's optional. He missed Friday's morning skate, but he was at the optional practice this morning. So he is. He is definitely in the lineup, but did he get moved off the top line is what someone in our chat here is saying. We'll have to double check on that, because that obviously it doesn't affect me with Matthews. I think the over 1.5 goals, I still like it. I think he's got a chance to get
still top line. I see he's still slated top line. So
I do. Yeah. I still see Bertuzzi, Matthews and Domi on the, unless something's changed, you know, after morning skate. But, and plus this is the last home game for Toronto of the regular season. Something to factor in here in this game as well. Wouldn't you love to see Matthews get 70 on home ice? You know, and all that. Obviously, you know, he could get 70 goals in Florida or in Tampa Bay later this week when they finish on the road against the Panthers and the Lightning. But wouldn't it be even nicer to see him get 70 goals in front of the home fans tonight on home ice? So, I do definitely think they're going to do everything in their power, his line mates, to get him the puck and try to get this 70-goal plateau done tonight for Austin Matthews. So, like I said, that over 1.5 goals, it's probably one of my favorite prop looks of the entire day. From what it's all said and done. Keith said he's a game time decision, apparently.
I just found the tweet that came out an hour ago from David Alter. Sheldon Keefe says Max Domi's in tonight.
Oh, okay. He's in tonight. All right, there we go. All right, he's in. That's what I thought, too, because RotoWire is saying he's a good deal. And Bailey, Twitter. Get your info right Twitter. Here.
Yeah.
Don't start spewing stuff if you don't have a source and you don't have it 100% accurate. Simple as that. Come on. Get with the program. This important shit here we're talking about with the props. All right. So, yeah, if Domi's in, we're assuming he's in right now. And if we're assuming unless something changes, and I'll keep an eye on it.
Later. He's in. Max Domi's playing tonight. He's in. Yep. That's what it says an hour ago. But, yeah, unless he gets hurt in the next 5 hours, he's playing the game.
Yeah. Come on, Bailey. Be better. All right. So, yeah, and as far as, Domi being in, I know he's in. The question is he on a different line? And I don't see it. There's no way you can take him off the line with Matthews. The chemistry's been great. You're trying to get the guy 70 goals. He's been a great playmaker for Matthews in recent games. So, as far as I'm concerned, if Domi is still on the top line with Matthews, it's worth a look. Obviously, his points, his assists, and then, of course, the Matthews prop to get 2 goals. All right, let's move on. Boston and Pittsburgh. This is the third game on ABC, by the way. What a day for ABC. All 3 of these games taking place on their network today. And this is a huge game. You know, Boston's trying to cement an Atlantic Division title. Pittsburgh playing for their playoff lives. They now have the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. We've got Boston minus 135, road favorites. The total in this game currently 6 shaded to the under between the Bruins and the Penguins. I was already pretty sure which side I was interested in. And then I saw Jimmy Murphy, and he joined us on our Beantown Friday show yesterday. And he was pretty adamant Pittsburgh is going to win this game against the Boston Bruins, saying that, Boston hasn't fully, clinched the division just yet. But he thinks Boston is just going to be a little bit up against it. And he says, and he pretty much thought that they're not going to match the desperation and the intensity of the Penguins. And the Penguins have beaten good teams at home lately. We know they can be, if they play the right way and they get Crosby going and Nedeljkovic makes some timely saves, which is the concern for me because he looks like the workload's getting to him. He hasn't been as sharp the last couple, but he's been obviously great. They can't turn away from him because they're still winning games. I think Mike Sullivan realizes, look, this guy is running on fumes, Nedeljkovic, but we still trust him more than Jari, who just hasn't been great this year. He's the guy, the goalie that's gotten us to this point. We're going to keep running him, and we're just maybe going to have to win some high-scoring games and give this guy a lot of goal support. And look, Pittsburgh's been able to do that. 6-5 win against Detroit the other night. So I'm on over bifecta here with Boston and Pittsburgh, and I'm on Pittsburgh first period full game. I think they come out storming and win the first period too. I set that Tampa Bay game, Alex, in my mind. And the Detroit game, where Pittsburgh led after the first period as well. These home games, the last two against Detroit and Tampa Bay, one is a good team that they're battling with, and one is one of the best teams in the last month or so, Tampa Bay, the way they've played. And they ended up just blitzing Tampa Bay early in that game against the Lightning. And they had the lead going into the first period against Detroit as well. So I'm going to split this up with Pittsburgh first period money line and the full game. Money line here, plus 115. And also we'll get in on the over bifecta here as well with the Bruins and the Penguins. What do you think here, Alex? Boston, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I like that double look. And I might take it a step further. I might go Penguins 3-way money line in the first period. I'm seeing plus 200 for that at FanDuel. So I'm going to grab that along with the full game money line. And I'm just going to go first period over 1.5 minus 115, over 6.5. That's a little steep because if this one slows down in the second period, I don't know where Pittsburgh is going to go and blow this team out 5.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad. That's a misprint on my part. That total is not 6.5. Let's change that 6. So that's better.
6. Yeah. Okay.
That makes you feel a little
better. All right. that does make a difference. Yeah. But okay, so 6, I still probably won't be on it. I'm just going to roll with first period over. But with the 6 now, it gives us – we can fluctuate and kind of play with it a little bit. If we see a ton of goals early, we know this thing will slow down, and then we can look for a live under. If it – this is 1-0 after 20, then maybe we can see that price kind of fluctuate. We can grab something in-game. So in-game looks with the full game total, but liking first period over, I'm going to go first period 3-way money line, plus 200 with the Penguins.
Yep. No, I think, like I said, Pittsburgh They have shown a lot of moxie. And you know what's scary, too, is that I've criticized Erik Karlsson and Evgeny Malkin all season. They just played lousy for such a large part of the season. Well, don't look now. Malkin's starting to play better. Erik Karlsson's starting to get things going and get the points and scored a big overtime goal against Detroit the other night. So it's interesting. This is one of those deals where Boston would like to win. You know, and they kind of need to win, but it's hard to replicate the emotions of needing to win when you're just trying to win a division versus, you know, playing for your season, which Pittsburgh is right now. So it's going to be interesting to see. Plus, if you actually look back on the series history, I mean, it's not been easy by any stretch of the imagination for the Bruins. Have won four of the last five, but there's been a lot of close games. Four of the games were one goal games for the Bruins and Penguins. So like I said, I think this is going to be, should be a good one. But like I say, I like the mojo that Pittsburgh has going right now. There's no question. And lately at home, I mean, what they've been able to do as well, they beat Carolina at home 4-1, Tampa at home. You know, they've beaten some really quality teams the last calendar month on home ice. So, and like I say, for props, Crosby, certainly the goal prop over 1.5 points, kind of redundant, but, you know, it's keeps on hitting, keeps on cashing. He's doing everything, you know, to drag his team into the playoffs for this Penguins team. So you could look in that direction. There are a couple props I do like for Boston. Zaka, you know, has been pretty reliable for them. Certainly as far as point production, and even chipped in a few goals here and there for them. Like I said, Karlsson, Malkin, Bunting on the Pittsburgh side, all solid considerations as far as player props here in this game. But yeah, for Boston, Zaka is of interest. I also want to point out Pasternak. I believe he's got milestone considerations to factor in here in this game tonight. And the one thing about Pittsburgh is I don't think they're keeping a clean sheet. You know, to steal a soccer term, you know, with their defense is still sketchy at times, and Nedeljkovic has not been as sharp the last couple. You know, I could definitely see, you know, him be going for that 50-goal plateau, because I don't think he's that far off right now, David Pastrnak, of that. So this could be a spot for not only the Pastrnak goal prop, but maybe take a shot, again, like the Matthews and Panarin, like we've talked about, with over 1.5 goals for Pastrnak. And we know Pasta has often been someone that's capable of scoring multiple goals in a game. So something to factor in as well for this game tonight. All right. Speaking of milestones, Columbus, Nashville, we've got the Predators on the second night of a back-to-back, back home in Music City, -280 home favorites in this game, total 6.5 shaded to the under in this one. 5-1 win over Chicago last night for the Nashville Predators. Predictable stuff from our guy, Arvid Soderblom, of course, in the game. And now Nashville on the back-to-back. It's the rest advantage for Columbus, but that's probably the only advantage they have in this game. Because other than Nashville being on a back-to-back and Columbus having the rest advantage, they don't have an advantage anywhere else here in this game. Jet Greaves, by the way, will get the start in net. This is a decimated roster. Both of their top two goalies are still out, Merzlikins and Tarasov. We've mentioned all the key players that are still out, including multiple defensemen now, Jake Bean and Adam Boqvist. So they're thin on the blue line now, too. Not just up front. They get shut out by Florida 4-0 the other night. It's just tough sledding for Columbus here, trying to finish off this season right now with all these injuries. And I don't even know if they have a home game left. I'm not totally sure they do. Let me just double check on that. Columbus, they do. They play Carolina at home on Tuesday to wrap up the season. So that's their. Maybe you'll get a little bit of a spirited effort from them there. I'm not so sure here. Nashville, at the same point in time, you look at this Nashville Predators team, you know, they've solidified their positioning. Will they go full bore? I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to do anything with the side here. I would lean maybe to a Nashville team total over 3.5, and certainly that hit easily last night against Chicago. So over 3.5, -140. Might sprinkle a couple bucks on that, but the primary bet for me is actually player props, and that is Philip Forsberg. He wants 50 goals. He wants to be the second Swedish player in NHL history to get to 50 goals. He needs four more. I'm going with over 1.5 goal prop, over 1.5 points, over 1.5 goals, and I'm going to sprinkle, especially on home ice, on him getting the hat trick again, and I know that's not easy. He just had one last night. And sometimes players fall off after having a hat trick the previous game. But not with Philip Forsberg, because he's playing that good right now. He's been on a tear for the last month. And he wants 50. Eric Delarose, friend of the show, just basically told us that he wants the 50-goal mark. He's going to try his damnedest to get it. So Forsberg goal, Forsberg 2 goals, Forsberg 2 points, you name it. Forsberg over shots on goal, because you think he's going to be shooting the puck a lot more because he's trying to get to 50. So clear good player prop looks, in my opinion, for this game. What do you think here, Alex? Columbus, Nashville.
So, yeah, I'm right there with you. All Forsberg all the time in this one. Nothing on the sides or totals or anything else. So I got Forsberg score 2 or more goals plus 550. Forsberg over 3 points or 3 or more points plus 420. A little sprinkle on the hat trick at plus 2,800. And last goal score, Philip Forsberg, plus 650.
All right, very good. And the last goal is something to factor in, because what if Nashville's up 4-2 with 3 minutes left in the third period, pull the goalie and Forsberg's on the ice? Oh, man, give him that goal to help him get to 50. Of course you're going to do that if you're a teammate. There's no doubt. So it makes all the sense in the world to me. All right, next up we've got, we're down to the last three games here. They're all the late games, and this is another big divisional battle with first place on the line, Vancouver. Edmonton. We've got Edmonton minus 140, home favorites. Total in this game sitting at 6.5, shaded to the under in this game. Look, Edmonton played last night. Totally get it. So it's a rest advantage for Vancouver. But I don't know. Edmonton's done this before where, you know, they have a game where they kind of didn't play their best. They did come on strong. You have to give Vimelka a ton of credit. You know, he really did shut the door when Edmonton was pressing in the third period when it was 2-2. They had a bunch of chances to take the lead, but, you know, Vimelka was very good. I still think I like Edmonton's form better than Vancouver's right now. Remember, let's not forget Vancouver lost to that Arizona team as well before that. So this is a great game to watch. This is the only thing I would consider from a side perspective is the draw. I'm a little bit leery of betting against Edmonton at home off a home loss here tonight in this game. So for me, it would be a lean to Edmonton. Not crazy about the buck 40 price with them as a home favorite, but I don't think I fully trust Vancouver here. I would still lean Edmonton here minus 140 in this game if I'm betting it from a side perspective. May sprinkle on the draw, and this is probably a stay off for me from a total standpoint. Vancouver is not the kind of team that's going over 6.5 a ton these days. The Arizona game did, but that's been more few and far between. Of course, the big thing to keep an eye on here would be the status of Connor McDavid, who of course didn't play last night for the Edmonton Oilers. We'll see if he's able to return here to this game tonight. I think the point of him sitting last night was so that they could give him every opportunity possible to be ready to return to the lineup here tonight for this game against the Vancouver Canucks. So we'll see if we get a return from number 97, Connor McDavid, here in this big game tonight between the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers. But yeah, right now, sprinkle a little bit on the draw. And like I say, I think I would still rather back the team that's in the better form right now, and that's the Edmonton Oilers. But I'm just not crazy about the price. This might be a live bet type of thing for me, where Vancouver maybe jumps on them early, gets a goal. We might end up seeing Edmonton at a good plus price, and I might jump on them at that point in time. And yes, Rocco, you've been talking about Matthias Ekholm. He didn't score last night, but still, multiple games with goals lately, and the price is very appealing at plus 750. So certainly wouldn't argue with anyone looking in that direction. Demko is closing in on a return. Rick Tocchet's talked about it for about a week now that he's close. But as of right now, Casey DeSmith, the projection, in net for the Vancouver Canucks. And that's another reason why I'm not thrilled to back Vancouver in this game, because there's been a noticeable tailing off in Casey DeSmith's play in between the pipes in recent games for them. What do you think here, Alex? Canucks, Oilers.
So I laid $1.35 with Edmonton, and the way that I look at it is I already have a 17-1 ticket on Vancouver to win the Pacific going back from December. So this is kind of just a slight hedge on that look. That's the only reason why I'm backing him. I think this could be a back and forth kind of a game. I will have a little bit of the draw sprinkled as well. But like I said, not crazy about that price, but it makes sense. McDavid was at the optional practice about a half hour ago, so still have to kind of wait and see what the official word is with him back. Same thing with Demko. I haven't seen anything official, but more than likely it's going to be the Smith rolling. So Edmonton only because, like I said, it's just a little bit of a hedge on a future that I have. Otherwise, I would just be rolling with the draw.
All right, there we go. So, yeah, Edmonton based on Alex's own betting position right now, which is Vancouver in the division. So it makes sense, no question about that, to maybe look at a little Edmonton here, minus 140. I think McDavid is going to play. I just do. I think in this game, you will see him try to give it a go tonight. I'm a little bit more doubtful on Demko. So we'll have to wait. But again, we got lots of time. This is a late game tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, puck drop. So check back later for what the goaltending decision is for Vancouver prior to this big-time matchup. As far as props in this game, you know, Connor Garland, you got to keep going back to him. He's been terrific for the Vancouver Canucks, absolutely phenomenal. He's been maybe their best forward. No joke. He has been maybe their best forward the last week or two for the Vancouver Canucks. So smallest player on the team, the biggest ticker. As Bill Raftery would say. So Connor Garland, he's been absolutely outstanding of late. For Edmonton, he's got to score. As long as he stays on the top line, Nugent Hopkins is going to get one. He's had a million chances against Vegas and Arizona these last two games. So would look in that direction. Rocco mentioned Matias Ekholm. Adam Henrique scored last night for Edmonton. This is a guy you want to be betting in these type of games. Bigger games, late in the season, playoffs. He's going to be a surprising offensive force in the playoffs, I think, for the Edmonton Oilers, Adam Henrique. Actually, it shouldn't be surprising because he put up some big numbers with New Jersey years ago. He's the one that scored that goal that sent them to the Stanley Cup final when they knocked out Henrik Lundqvist and the Rangers in the Eastern Conference final like over 10 years ago. So, yeah, definitely Adam Henrique, once the playoffs start, someone that has the potential, in my opinion, to make a big impact for the Edmonton Oilers. All right, next up, we've got, well, we go from Vancouver and Edmonton to Anaheim and L.A., where L.A.'s clinched a playoff spot now with their win the other night against Calgary and Anaheim playing for exercise. Here we are loving Jakob Silverberg in his final home game last night, and the team didn't even get on the scoreboard till the third period of that game against Calgary. In yet another loss for the Ducks, we've got L.A. minus 355, 360 home favorites in this game, 5.5 being the total in this matchup. Obviously, the L.A. Kings got the job done against Calgary. I think L.A., Alex might know, first period over, starting to trend for them lately. I think so. I think they've kind of been a team that's been going to the first period over a bit. I know that game against Calgary the other night we saw end up I think did the first period go over there? Let me just double check on. No, it didn't. It was 1-0 LA.
They're 5-2 the last seven, and I had the first period over in that game. Yeah. There were tons of looks and chances, so they have been getting some momentum and pace early. But 5-2 the last seven is a trend of them now.
Yeah, revenge. You know what? It's they clinched a playoff spot, but they're still, I guess, still some seeding things that could, you know, be determined by these last few games for LA. They did just lose to Anaheim. So, you know, I think there's an onus to do we really want to lose twice in the final week of the season to the Anaheim Ducks? So I wouldn't want Anaheim. I'll tell you that in this game, I'm done with it. Anaheim now on the road to finish out a dismal season. No, with John fucking Gibson in net tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. No, thank you. Not a chance. Am I on the Anaheim Ducks here in this game? I could get there maybe with a team total on LA over 3.5 minus 135. I could talk myself into that in the first period over as well. Even the over bifecta, small, but lukewarm on all those. Over bifecta, Kings team total over 3.5. I don't want Anaheim. Bifecta with fucking LA doesn't want to lose to this team, I don't think, two times in less than a week. And John Gibson in net, I mean, we know the numbers this year for him. It hasn't been good, obviously. What do you think here, Alex? Ducks, Kings.
Yeah, I was just counting back. So 11-3 is the run the last 14 in the first period over for the LA Kings. So looking at that, I'll take a shot with them. I'm seeing minus $1.18 at BetOnline for that first period over 1.5. That's the only play I have.
But there we go. And like I said, Anaheim finishing the season on the road. It's hard to – you couldn't win your final home game last night. Calgary on a back-to-back as well. What makes me think you're going to go into L.A. against a team that is looking for redemption and beat them? So tough sledding. All right, final game of this Saturday card, Minnesota Wild, San Jose Sharks. Minnesota, minus 230, road favorites, six the total in this game. That was pretty awful for Minnesota last night. They got absolutely steamrolled in the first period. That game was over in the first period, you could tell. Vegas means business. Vegas wants to clinch the playoff spot. Minnesota's out to lunch. Players just declining to play. The Zuccarello, quote-unquote, personal matter. Freddie Gaudreau, quote-unquote, personal matter. I think they just want to get their offseason and their summer started early, if you ask me, more than anything else. It's been a hard, disappointing year for Minnesota. The coach was let go because of the problems with the team and the struggles. It's just been a very, very, you know, disappointing season. Teams used to be in at least in the playoffs, not the case. And they look like a team that's the penultimate, you know, playing out the string right now for the Minnesota Wild. Now, they do have the young kid, the young Swedish phenom, the future in net, Jesper Wallstedt, starting in net here for this game tonight. And he got a shutout against the Chicago Blackhawks the last time we saw him start last Sunday. So that is a little, you know, a little something you pause over because he was good and he's capable of playing well, this kid. I think he's going to be a good one in net for this Wild team. Mackenzie Blackwood projected to get the start here for the San Jose Sharks in this game. But there is no way I am laying minus 230 with the Minnesota Wild right now in their current state and on a back-to-back. Like I said, they're playing out the string. Their only win in their last five games was against the Chicago Blackhawks. And I'll say this about San Jose. They beat Seattle 3-1. They needed Cooley to be amazing. Devin Brodeur that night against the Kraken. But before that, they lose a hard-fought game in overtime to Calgary. They beat St. Louis in overtime, 3-2. They lose by just 2-1 at home against L.A. There's effort still. There's compete still for the San Jose Sharks. I didn't see much compete last night from the Minnesota Wild. Nothing crazy, as it is the Sharks, but I'm going to sprinkle on plus 190 here, San Jose, as a home underdog in this game. It's just me, a straight fade of Minnesota. This team looks like they've mentally checked out, and they're already in Cancun and vacation mode right now, especially that beatdown they suffered last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. Like I say, San Jose's been given an effort lately. That I like. And also, final home game for the San Jose Sharks tonight. Not, you know, there's going to be 10 people in the building, but it is still the final home game for the San Jose Sharks tonight. It'll be 10 people and a few ushers and a few concession stand workers. That's about it. But nevertheless, it is the last home game for San Jose. The team should try to put on an effort on a fan appreciation night. They finish the season at Edmonton and at Calgary later this week. So that's just another reason for me. San Jose, to me, could be a live home underdog here, for as ugly as it might be. What do you think here, Alex? Wild Sharks.
Believe it or not, I am on the under six in this game. And I think it's predicated on two things. One, I should have been all over Vegas last night in that spot. Minnesota out of the playoffs, had a couple of days off, hanging around in Vegas. Of course they weren't ready. Of course you had guys out for personal reasons. You know, like I said, they got the party started already. But now, second night of back-to-back, and they've got the young kid, Jesper Wallstedt, and then, like I said, coming off of the shutout, I think he's going to be ready to play well. I think they're going to play a little bit tighter defensively in front of him. We know San Jose doesn't get a whole lot of quality shot chances, quality shot looks. I mentioned about how they've been held to 27 shots or fewer nine of the last 10 games. I think this is a low and slow kind of a battle. I think Wallstedt plays well. Doesn't mean that the Sharks can't get the win, but I don't think there's a whole lot of goals here. So I think there's a lot more cardio than anything else. So give me the under six.
And Mackenzie Blackwood hasn't been that bad lately as well for the San Jose Sharks. And we kind of, and I think as of right now, they're projecting him to be the starting goaltender in net. Yes, and Matt Robinson can back me up on that with the amount of fans in the building. He was there a few weeks ago for the game against the Dallas Stars. No question about that. By the way, one of the best display pictures from any of our people in our YouTube chat right there as well with Matt there looking like he's taking a few knocks to the head in that display picture. But nevertheless, great stuff. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Hit the like button. We appreciate it very much. Great Saturday card on tap. Looking forward to it. You know what we're looking forward to? Let's put it up on the screen. Four more BetCasts coming up in the month of April, including this Tuesday, April the 16th, on Patreon, patreon.com/iceguys. Again, you must be a Patreon member to tune in and also to watch the BetCast coming up this Tuesday, our final BetCast of the regular season. And then we go to Monday, Thursday, and Tuesday for the Stanley Cup playoff BetCasts, a free BetCast to start the playoffs Monday, April 22nd, Patreon-exclusive BetCasts for Thursday, April 25th, and Tuesday, April 30th during the Stanley Cup playoffs. So again, for any of the Patreon BetCasts, make sure you sign up, patreon.com/iceguys, just $10 per month. Now's the time. Get on board. These BetCasts are going to be fun. We're going to be doing a lot of same-game parlay stuff during the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be getting more into shots on goal, even though they could drive me nuts and try to screw me by taking shots off the board. We're going to try to get back into the mix on a more regular basis with those in the playoffs. So it's going to be a fun time of year. Cannot wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So now is the time. Sign up, $10 per month, patreon.com/iceguys. You get our daily sides, totals, and player props posted on the Patreon page every day. Goalie charts, totals charts, more bonus content, and of course, the access to our Patreon exclusive live BetCast. So make sure you sign up, patreon.com/iceguys, and check out the Ice Guys store as well, where we've got more deals for you, iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Yes, 3 days left to get free standard shipping on all orders right now at the Ice Guys store. We've got everything in stock. Starting to get warm out there, so make sure you grab yourself a t-shirt. We got trucker caps, we got tank tops, we've got all kind of cool merch items. You can get those right now. 3 days left with free standard shipping. That's at iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
All right, great stuff. All right, it is time. In just a moment, we'll talk bargain bin special of the night and best bets coming right up, right after we hear from our great sponsors, our good friends at Boston Hemp Inc. Boston Hemp Inc., make sure you check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the website using the promo code ICEGUYS at bostonhempinc.com. All right, bargain bin special of the night for this Saturday card. Lots to choose from. Alex, where are you headed for the bargain bin special?
So I was leaning heavily toward Austin Matthews, two goals plus 450. But then I realized that's the bargain bin that I gave out a couple of nights ago. I do like that play. It will be on my card. But my bargain bin special is going to be in the Nashville game. I'm going Philip Forsberg, two goals or more, plus 550 against Columbus. Like you said, he's got a chip on his shoulder. Once he gets to that 50-goal mark, should be able to do it against a horrible goaltender and a really broken-down defense in Columbus. Final home game for Nashville. That's a building where they just get amped up and energized regardless. Even though they're going to the playoffs, they'll still be more of a kind of upbeat atmosphere down there at Bridgestone Arena. So Philip Forsberg, two goals, plus 550. That's my bargain special for Saturday.
All right, and I like that one quite a bit as well. Philip Forsberg, Nashville Predators, over 1.5 goals or two or more goals, however you want to call it, plus 550 for Alex B. Smith with his bargain bin a special of the night. Looking forward to that. My bargain bin special of the night is the one you were thinking about using as your bargain bin special of the night. I think it makes a lot of sense that he gets to 70 tonight, or he could get to 70 tonight. It's also the final regular season home game, a chance to give AM 34. Austin Matthews, 70 goals on home ice in the final regular season home game of the season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I think the incentive will be there. Let's try to get this done tonight for Austin Matthews here as far as getting to that two-goal mark. Now, you're not going to see a price this short very often on someone to score two goals in a game, but you can tell books are adjusting with Austin Matthews trying to get to 70. But the good news is it is still a bargain bin worthy price. Austin Matthews, over 1.5 goals or two or more goals, plus 450 at FanDuel for my bargain bin special of the night for this Saturday NHL card. All right, best bets to wrap up the show. Alex, what do you like for best bet?
Yeah, going to the nation's capital, riding that Tampa Bay first period over 20-5 the last 25 games. Going first period over with Bolts and Caps. It's 1.5. I get that at minus 130. That's the price that I got over at Caesars. So, yeah, Tampa, Washington, first period over is my Saturday best bet.
All right, there we go. Tampa Bay, Washington, over 1.5 first period. Best bet for Alex B. Smith with this Saturday NHL card. My best bet for this Saturday NHL card, I don't think I've made them a best bet all year from a side perspective, and I'm going to make them a best bet tonight. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins take a big step forward to getting to the playoffs tonight. And Jimmy Murphy co-signs this as someone who knows the Bruins inside and out. Pittsburgh plus 115 against Boston tonight. That's going to be my best bet here for this Saturday NHL card. They've beaten Tampa Bay, Carolina, two very good teams on home ice the last month or so during this great run the Penguins have put together. And I think they find a way, even against a very good, capable, strong Boston team, I think it'll be tough for the Bruins to match the urgency and just the level that the Penguins need this game compared to the we would like this game if you're Boston. Pittsburgh needs this game. I think that's the difference. Pittsburgh plus 115 for my best bet here for this Saturday NHL card. That'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. Great stuff. And by the way, one last point that Matt's making. He knows his Dallas team very well. Harley 4 points away from 50, and Harley has been starting to pick up the production offensively from the blue line for Dallas as well. So I definitely think I might add some Thomas Harley player props to the betting portfolio this afternoon against the Seattle Kraken. He's on the top pair with Miro Heiskanen, and you look at what he's done the last five games, he has 6 points. They're all assists, but he has 6 points in the last five games for the Dallas Stars, and he's trying to get 50 points on the season. So I think the Thomas Harley point props definitely are worth a look as well in this one based on yet another player looking to get to a milestone number. All right, great stuff. That is the Saturday card and the Saturday show. We appreciate everybody joining us. Hit the like button on the way out. We appreciate it very much. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more. Download the Ice Guys podcast when you can't watch the show live. Just before we head out, it looks like, and I haven't read this yet, but I'm pretty damn sure it's the case, Connor McDavid out for the Edmonton Oilers tonight because that price is dropping like a stone. Minus 140 on Edmonton moments ago is now minus 115, minus 120. So clearly it would appear Connor McDavid's a no-go tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. But I still might do what I did against Vegas, where everyone piled against Vegas, where everyone piled on the Golden Knights, and I still took Edmonton at a better price. So I would still lean that way. In fact, I'd be more likely to bet Edmonton now because the price is going to be better even without McDavid.
So yeah, but I'm seeing it's confirmed that he is out.
There you go. So again, the last time everyone piled on against Edmonton without McDavid, they blew the doors off Vegas, you know, earlier this week. So, and you got a better price with Edmonton too. So just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Great stuff for Alex B. Smith. I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we'll be back on Sunday for another edition of the Ice Guys. We'll be right back.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.